The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the West Nile virus is spreading much more rapidly this year than it did last. Cases of West Nile fever have more than tripled since the end of July, and at least 4 people have died. There is a major outbreak of the disease in Colorado, and health officials in California expect the virus to arrive there by the fall. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
In order to spread rapidly, the West Nile virus needs hot weather, lots of birds, and plenty of infected mosquitoes. Through July, in most of the country, one or more of those pieces was missing. Then came August, and by last Friday, Julie Gerberding, head of the CDC, said the pieces had fallen into place.
For example, last week in New Jersey, of the various samples of mosquitoes that we tested, we didn't find any positives, and this week all of the samples came back positive. So it indicates that this is truly following the seasonal pattern that we saw last year.
Actually, it's running ahead of the pattern. At this time last year, 122 cases of West Nile fever and no deaths had been reported in a total of 4 states. This year, says Gerberding, 153 cases and 4 deaths have already been confirmed by the CDC.
From a total of 16 states. That includes 72 people from Colorado, 19 people from Texas, 15 people from Louisiana, and several people from the remaining 13 states.
Scientists and public health officials were shocked by the speed with which the virus moved last year. This year, they know better.
The bottom line is that it's here, it's happening in a lot of jurisdictions. Every sign indicates that it's on the increase, and now is the time for people to step up their efforts to fight the bite.
Nobody understands exactly how this virus is able to move so quickly, but scientists are learning more every day. Pathologist Tracy McNamara was one of the first to detect the disease in wildlife. She says birds carry many different so-called arboviruses in their blood, but recent lab tests have shown that levels of West Nile virus outstrip all the others.
The birds have so much virus in their bloodstream, they're capable of infecting many more mosquitoes than you might see with the more common arboviruses.
The West Nile virus also seems to spread especially quickly when it enters an area for the first time. That's been the case in Colorado this year, where state health officials have reported more than 160 possible cases of West Nile fever, although federal officials have confirmed fewer than half. It is possible that an unrelated virus could turn out to be the cause of some of those illnesses. California thinks they'll be next, and soon. Scientists and public health officials there expect this virus to enter the state for the first time before the end of November. Tom Scott, an entomologist at the University of California at Davis, worries about whether the state will be able to cope given its economic woes.
That's a serious problem here in California. The Department of Health Services does not have the type of support that it deserves. They have some very nice facilities, but they don't have the people to put in them.
Scott says his staff recently tested 10 of California's more common kinds of mosquitoes to see whether any of them were capable of carrying the West Nile virus around. It turns out they were all able to do it. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.